White. Oakland, California, February 25th, 1878. Dear son Willie, your private note to me is received. Brother Glenn is no doubt a man of good abilities, but he is young in the faith and lacks experience. But nothing has been said or done to change his attitude in the office. We have now been here 3 weeks. In that time, Brother Glenn has come to Father with matters that he could not speak understandingly upon, and not wishing to be troubled with them, and knowing that Edson understood these things better, Father referred him to Edson. "Talk with Edson in regard to these things," he said. He sees Edson's having a genuine interest in the work, and his general understanding of how an office of ours should be managed is better than Brother Glenn's. But the letters written to Brother Glenn last summer by Father in reference to Edson, and the position taken by yourself to guard the office lest Edson should assume responsibilities, have been acted upon by Brother Glenn. He has moved steadily forward, treating Edson kindly, but doing everything without consulting either Edson or anyone. When, had he consulted Edson more, we think it would have been far better. Especially in the matter of hiring hands and preparing packages to send out. Edson has felt rather sore over this matter. And Willie, since Father's sickness, he feels differently than he did toward Edson. He regards matters in a more favorable light, as he should. Because Edson failed in his enterprise of his office, I think both you and Father were too severe toward him. I think, too, you both were too severe toward Frank. Both of these are unfortunate. They have needed help and encouragement many times when they have not received it. I do not say that you have said or done anything in particular, but you might have stood in a position to lead Father to say things which have not been what the case demanded. Not a word of this has been hinted to either of them. Edson is not making complaints. I listen to none. But I have had but one mind in these matters. As Father refers Glenn to Edson, to consult with him, it is so different from his letters that he told Lucinda that he did not know what it meant. We all have confidence in Brother Glenn as a disinterested worker, but he goes ahead sometimes without advising with anyone, and he gets working girls and men in the office who are perfect nuisances. And he can't get rid of them, for he does not wish to hurt their feelings by discharging them. Edson has acted foolishly in many things, and he has not had that encouragement at all times that he should have had. The circumstances of his birth were altogether different than yours. His mother knows, but everyone does not. Edson is a capable young man and could be a great help in the office if Glenn would let his judgment have some weight. Not one word of fault has been found with Brother Glenn. Not a question has arisen in regard to his course. Only Father has now and then referred him to Edson for advice. As this matter has been introduced, I feel it my duty to speak my mind freely, but not fully. Help those who err by giving them a chance to improve, and do not crush them or crowd them. In regard to Edson, my prayer is that he may be fully qualified to fill the position God designed he should in preaching the truth. Had I means now, I would use it in sending him to school. If Father is disposed to regard Edson as a father should have ever regarded him, I shall not be disposed to hinder him. Mother. In regard to the matters of the office, the hands in the job room are a miserable set. Libby has taken a position that there is no hope of her taking the truth, and her influence and the influence of the Pratt girl are dissipating. The influence in the office is more satanic than divine. Today I shall speak plainly to Brother Glenn in reference to these things. He has stated to Brother Gillette, when Lucinda has urged a change in some matters, that he will not be dictated to or controlled. He has a judgment of his own. Giving Brother Glenn absolute authority in that office has not been a wise and judicious thing, but it was difficult to tell what should be done under the circumstances. There is no prayer in the office, as at Battle Creek. No regulations, as at Battle Creek. Satan seems to hold sway in the persons of Johnson, Adams, Libby, and some others. There must be a reformation in the office. This is the first word written or spoken by me to anyone except Father and Lucinda last night. Brother Glenn has all the control of things, all his own way, and no one to say, "Why do ye so?" His position has not been changed, but from what he said to Lucinda, he is turning things over in his mind and cannot make the present attitude of Father toward Edson and his former attitude harmonize. Willie, I have been shown many things in the management of Edson that were all wrong. His present position and influence should have been far different than it is now, had he been managed differently. The things I know, I do know. And when I see things in the providence of God swinging round to the right place, I feel thankful and know that it is as it should have been. I believe my dream at Dansville will yet be fulfilled. Willie, Father, Edson, and Mother will be working side by side in the great work of preparation for the day of God. Now do not think I am blaming you. Poor boy, you have been between two fires, and God has brought you through unscathed. But I want you to feel the tenderest and most brotherly feeling toward Edson. I want you to come close to him, and him to come close to you. It can be done, and should be done. You are better balanced than Edson. But Edson can be of use. And if he had had encouragement at the very times when he needed it, he would have been a man of influence today. I speak the things I know. I love you, Willie, and believe God is using you to his glory. I love Edson, and believe God will accept him. And I do desire that you may harmonize as brothers, that neither shall be too exacting. I have read this, every word, to Father. He says, "That is good. That is good." We have just bowed before God and had a melting season of prayer. The Lord is working for us, and we want our spirits subdued and sanctified. We want to be right with God. We pray for you, dear children, every day, and sometimes two or three times a day. We believe God hears us pray. We want to be refined, ennobled, purified for the day of God before us. We have no time to lose. Every moment is precious for the fitting up of ourselves and in helping in the preparation of others. May God help you, my son, to move in wisdom. Father is doing well, sleeps well. Brother Healy had a good congregation last night. The work moves well. Mother.